These days, you are just as likely to see a chef chatting up his customers in the dining room as you are to see them sweating over a hot stove. Every kid who goes into cooking school now dreams of running his or her own restaurant with a TV show and a book deal on the side. And why not? There are some chefs out there who have become household names, like Emeril Lagasse.
You know how to bam?
Bam!
Come on, chop chop.
Ah, essence.
Bam!
Then there's temper tantrum prone Gordon Ramsay. Yes,
from the Red Team!
Yes, chef.
Now it's turning into be a big embarrassment!
Yes, chef.
I'm gonna kick you out any minute now, unless you get me a blam!
Of course, here in Canada, we are a little more restrained. Here's Rob Feeney on stage in Vancouver.
I'm going to do a little bit of braised short rib. Now, right now, we're kind of going into the summer season, so summer's not really the time for braising. Having said that, though, the dish that I'm going to show you is something I think that you can use all year long because it's...
Rob Feeney is one of Canada's top celebrity chefs, with a five-season run on the Food Network and a surprise win on the hit show Iron Chef America.
So now, America, with an open heart and an empty stomach, I say unto you in the words of my uncle,
if you watch the show, the whole theme is the ingredient. And if the ingredient doesn't come through, they let you know it. And, you know, we happen to have a really delicate ingredient, and there was a couple times where it didn't come through. And they were that was the only part in our dishes that we did that I thought we faltered in, is we didn't allow the crab in some dishes to really come through.
Rob Feeney grew up in Burnaby, BC, and trained locally before traveling to Europe to gain experience in some top kitchens. His formative years in French cooking came at Le Crocodile in Vancouver before he opened Lumiere Restaurant in 1995. Just 2 years later, Lumiere won Restaurant of the Year in the city's top awards competition and stayed at the top for years afterward. Then came the TV show and two cookbooks. He may have earned a jet-set image by taking a contract to turn around a famous restaurant in New York and a list of Michelin-starred acquaintances, but there was always substance to the sizzle. Otherwise, you wouldn't get a top American chef like Charlie Trotter giving him this kind of praise.
You see a lot of chefs that have passion and that have unbridled enthusiasm. You see chefs that are smart. You see chefs that care. But honestly, you don't see a lot of chefs that have touch, that have a delicacy with the food that they work with and the flavors that they come to understand. And Rob is someone who struck me as having all of those traits.
In 2003, Rob opened Feeney's, right next door to Lumiere, a more casual alternative to the high-end French food of Lumiere, and it became an instant hit. But last November, a big surprise. In a swirl of controversy, Rob Feeney left Lumiere and Feeney's, claiming he had been pushed out of the executive chef position by his majority partners. Of course, there are two versions of what really happened, but Feeney has been maintaining a low profile until last week and this announcement.
I see a trend in casual dining experiences, and there's only one company I view as a leader in this area. I feel this group of restaurants best reflects the experience and food concept that I would like to take on as my next challenge. That's why I'm delighted to announce that I am joining Cactus Club as the food concept architect.
That's Feeney's new job, food concept architect for the Cactus Club Cafe chain of restaurants, 17 of them across British Columbia and Alberta. Rob Feeney will work on the overall menu and help develop and train Cactus Club chefs system-wide. The restaurants are upscale but casual, yet hardly the kind of restaurant most food industry observers thought Feeney would end up at. He told me I shouldn't be too surprised.
I always cook things that I like to eat, right? And I'm never one of these kind of people that will cook for the sake of, you know, create something for the sake of creating it. So I like to be involved in a process where I'm on the other side as much as anyone else eating, right? And this is part of the reason why I think this concept for me, or at least with Cactus Club, it's something for me that's attractive and challenging because it's something that I enjoy, right? My family enjoys, and I'd like to just move forward and help Richard as much as I can make it better.
Richard is Richard Jaffray, president and CEO of Cactus Restaurants and an old friend of Feeney's. Once they put their heads together, a deal was inked overnight.
We managed to get an agreement together where Rob would come on board, and I got to say, we couldn't be happier, and we've got a very excited team of young chefs that are looking forward to working with one of Canada's top chefs, and Iron Chef for that matter.
As far as Feeney's battle with his former partners, here's what he had to say at the press conference announcing his new position.
I don't really want to comment about anything in the past. I'd rather just talk about how excited I am right now to be with Richard and Cactus, and I really can't comment about that.
Are you litigating?
No comment. Absolutely no comment on that, sorry. No.
I've watched Rob Feeney's career for the past dozen years. I've seen it skyrocket, then plunge when he left Lumiere. Time will tell if this new job keeps him near the top of the heap of Canada's celebrity chefs. Such is life when you pull on that white jacket as a career. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.